How should we read a letter written to Walt Whitman in Baby Talk? Or a homemade magazine made by children in the 1880s? What about a Kickapoo prayer stick? Or a receipt for a pig roast kept by an enslaved man in 18th century Newport, Rhode Island? These texts, some of them hidden away in archives or hiding in plain sight, can be difficult to read. This inspired professors Hilary Wiss and Christopher Hager at Trinity College to create Hidden Literacies, a free digital anthology that brings together leading scholars of historical literacy to investigate the surprising, often neglected roles reading and writing have played in the lives of marginalized Americans, from indigenous and enslaved people to prisoners and young children. This companion podcast offers conversations with scholars on each of the contributed texts. We'll talk about how they became hidden in the first place, often due to the evolving priorities of archives.
Archives are just these enormous collections of books and papers, and they keep getting reinvented over and over and over again by different generations of scholars. But it means that along the way, knowledge just gets lost or forgotten, and it's our responsibility just to keep going in there and refinding it, rediscovering it.
By exploring these letters, prayer sticks, receipts, and other texts, the editors of Hidden Literacies and its contributors invite you to imagine what kinds of knowledge gets hidden and how that affects what stories we tell.
You know, what parts of our history are we not willing to engage with because they don't quite tell the right kind of story? And what then does that mean for how people understand who they are now?
Subscribe to Hidden Literacies, the podcast, today.